Line unmuted.
Your buddy's here.
Good morning and welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of April 30th, 2024. First things, approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of April 16th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Ring of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter, and it's from Dry Dock Recovery, thanking the council for the donation. And they have a handwritten PS at the end. The HVA system with the grant money went towards has been a game changer for their meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Any correspondence from council?
Could I interrupt
Mr. Schaefer?
Are we going to introduce any of the dignitaries in the audience?
Help yourself.
Mr. Jones is in the back. I'd just like to recognize him. Clerk of the Peace. Thank you for your time.
Not my time, it is. Anybody else? Public comment. We have no. Operator, to check online, please. Public comment.
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. We have a consent agenda, three things. First thing is a use of existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, IUA-1140, Cattail Villas, West Rehoboth area. Use of existing wastewater infrastructure agreement, IUA-1802352, Atlantic Auto Repair and Summer Salts 2, Millville area, and a proclamation request for National Safe Boating Week. Any questions on any of those? Entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson, you're up.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for April 30th, 2024, item one. Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for March 2024 is attached, listing the number of violent crimes and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 190 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of March. Item two, on Tuesday, May 7th, the Sussex County Council will meet for its annual budget workshop. The fiscal year 2025 budget workshop will be held at 9 a.m. at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. Sussex County Council will hold an afternoon session following the budget workshop at 1:30 here in Council Chambers. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 14th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Brewington. First quarter employee recognition awards.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I'm here today to go over our first quarter Shining Star winners and congratulate those. With 36 submissions, we have 9 winners with us today. We have all but one. We have 8. So I am going to read their Shining Star submission, and then they will receive a certificate, a Shining Star pin, apparel, and be eligible for the Employee of the Year. We have 2 groups that we're going to recognize, and then also an individual. So the first one I'd like to talk about is Maria Pena Suarez, and I do have her in the back with Mr. Jones and Mrs. Mawson. She had 3 submissions. And with hers, considering that she's only worked in the Marriage Bureau office for 1 year, she's been a huge benefit to the office for a lot of reasons, and the county, I want to add. She truly always looks for ways to improve customer service for the Spanish-speaking community. Her latest endeavor was to work with information technology to create a completely separate webpage for the Marriage Bureau, all in Spanish with a link to the English webpage. When our Spanish couples click on the web page, they will have all the information in one place instead of having to click on the English page and then go to the Spanish and back and forth. So she spearheaded that, as well as she took the initiative to help out the Planning and Zoning Commission with her language translation skills. Maria worked beyond her normal shift in the council chamber with a full house of approximately 90 customers in the room to be ready to assist if needed. Maria's willingness to assist another department reflects her enthusiasm to support her colleagues, and her assistance has saved the county a considerable amount of money that would have otherwise been spent on a third-party contract interpreter. It's a job well done, and Maria's efforts are very much appreciated by the Director of Planning and Zoning and the entire Planning and Zoning Commission. So the submissions were done by Mr. Jamie Whitehouse and Mrs. Elisa Mawson. So if I could have a round of applause for Maria. Great job. We're going to have you stay in the audience. We're going to bring everybody up at the end. So I'm going to move on to the Facilities Management Group, and they are in the back. Dave Elliott, Nathan Hotsko, and Brian Murray are here. They rebuilt an EMS suburban transmission at a cost of $1,500 instead of the $3,500 remand replacement. They took this task on after obtaining permission, but not being directed by management. When the transmission was installed and had an issue, Brian and Nathan worked together as a team effort to identify the issues and get the vehicle back in service. This demonstrates above and beyond work, looking out for who is paying for the repairs, the taxpayer, and the collaboration of county fleet maintenance and EMS logistics and the joint maintenance complex workplace. And this was submitted by Mr. Bobby Schoonover. So could I have a round of applause for those? Okay, last but not least, we have planning and zoning folks here with us. We've got them in the crowd. On December 7th, 2023, in a joint meeting with Delaware Department of Transportation, both DelDOT's representative and the planning and zoning director recognized the team's efforts in calculating the long-range development numbers for the planned Roxana Transportation District. This department-wide effort was the first time that such a tremendous amount of data was processed in-house without using external consultants. The Planning and Zoning Department's knowledge and efforts to collate and the land use forecast data into a presentable format has been commended by both DelDOT and the Planning and Zoning Director. DelDOT has commented that no county or municipality has prepared this data in-house previously, and the exercise has saved the state of Delaware and the county a considerable cost savings by not putting this work out to consultants to do. This is excellent teamwork and extremely appreciated and demonstrated that they are an asset to the team. And this was submitted by Mr. Jamie Whitehouse. I have Jennifer Norwood with me. Also, we have Lauren DeVore, Ann Lepore, Kristen Scott, and Michael Lowry. And I do want to add that Michael Lowry also got another Shining Star Award. He was nominated by Ms. Ann Lepore for stepping into my new role as a planner by Ann. Michael has been such a help to me. He has come to me to offer assistance, expertise, and guidance. Despite having a challenging individual caseload, he has taken time to help with her training. The training includes providing an overview of site and major subdivision requirements for plan review and ensuring that I have access to the tools and resources necessary to not only perform, but to finish in her new role as a planner. He truly is a team player, and I appreciate his efforts. So that's the Planning and Zoning Group. If I could get everybody to come up and get a picture with our first quarter, please.
Sure. Bring them on up.
Thank you.
And you're still up?
I'm still up.
You're still up?
Yeah, so I would like to discuss what you have. Turn to. I'd like to discuss what was included in your packets, a recommendation to introduce an amendment to our ordinance, Chapter 29, Article 1, 29.3b of the Code of Sussex County, to eliminate the positions of Department Head of Emergency Operations and the Department Head of Emergency Medical Services, and to create the new position of Department Head of Public Safety. As you know, the Director of EMS and EOC, we would like to make that one position now that that department's the newly created Public Safety, and update this personnel code.
Anybody got any questions? Anybody want to introduce the ordinance?
I'll do it.
It's a short title. Anybody want to introduce it?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson introduced it. Then okay, Mr. Moore, you want to read it?
You want to
she
read
just read it.
Sure.
She did read
she
it.
She just read it.
Yeah. Yep.
You good?
We are good.
Okay. And Mr. Hudson introduced it. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President. Just a reminder, Council, this will run through the Personnel Board first, sure, and then come before you all after that. So we'll have that done in a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes, that's the second part of it. It does have to go through the Personnel Board. We will have a hearing in May, and then with a recommendation to come back to you.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Medlars.
Mr. President, Council members, good morning.
Push the button there for them. There you go.
I'm still amazed.
You have a couple of things on here.
Yeah, I got myself again on the agenda with I don't know how many items. And working on all the summaries. So first, grade one up, Warwick Park area. Remember, this was a project devised in two phases. Phase one is the area for the Gull Point and Warwick Cove. These are the community systems. Warwick Park is the one currently under funding. So I gave you the whole history, why it was created, why it was an urgent project for you for the state revolving fund, how it ranked on the priority list. So it was funded both ways, highly on item number two or three on the project priority list for that particular year. We have the funding for phase one, and phase two will have the second piece of the pump station funding in it that is currently under invitation. We will be submitting the application for phase two in the next few weeks. So you'll see us back. Maybe I'll just be sitting in the audience at that time for phase
Maybe two, you will.
For yeah. phase two to get that funding approved once we get the binding commitment letter. So this one, the first one, because it does only involve the communities with sufficient EDUs in the system, so it did not qualify for loan forgiveness. This is a straight-up loan. The Warwick Park component will have a significant
loan forgiveness
yeah. component, and that also contains the second piece of the pump station package, because the overall pump station package is over $2.5 million. So this is why you only see the first half in this particular one, and that loan component will go straight to the two community systems. So there's a number of moving parts here.
Sure.
But in order to get the loan closed, we need to introduce the associated debt service ordinance, which you have the draft attached. So I would request the council.
There's more if you read the
introduce.
I guess the introduction, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $1,225,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Warwick Park Phase One project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
I want to introduce it.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduced it. Next, Mr. Miller.
Next one up is the Cannon Road project. You may or may not have heard that we are coming out of the wettest winter on Delaware record. So I think that just unfortunately hit us pretty hard. So what you see today asking for your approval is one unit price change order to disc level and break up some fields which got compacted pretty hard under the rain and irrigation, because due to the heavy precipitation we had a lot of water in lagoons which had to go somewhere.
Sure.
So that's number one. The other one is we've kept a close tally of all the various moving parts we had to do for remediation. and that was after the last approval for the December storm. The December storm had its own change order, as you can see from the memo. There is a number of subsequent heavy rainfall events which caused further washouts and remediation work. So the contractor submitted a change order for the in the 190 range after a lot of back and forth between our records, what we had tracked in terms of equipment and manpower. We came to a conclusion that the real damages, financial damages, for the repairs were in the 130 range. So that's what we have documented and have backup. We accepted some of the documented costs we felt were part of the original contract. So this will put us in a situation where we have no outstanding claims for storm-related damage. So that's a good one. So, but I gave you a summary of the three items we're tracking. And these are very important items because the first one you already proved, we found some broken electrical conduit pieces on the north pivot, which were damaged long before Kingsley got there. So they're doing a little bit more than what we've covered under change order two.
Right.
That's a minor item. But the two big items I wanted to put on your radar, because if you wanted them stopped, now we can stop part of it at least. So the bypass swale of the constructed wetland receives, this is essentially in the old stream bed of Guinea Creek, which we had long filled in, and probably never should have, but it got filled in. So that swale reestablished that, and that entire 120 acres drains into that spot. So it washed out the armor, it washed out the riprap. So we've come up with, it's temporarily replaced, but I think the next 2 or 3 inch rain will cause the same damage over again. So we came up with that living wall for about 500-600 feet, not to exceed 700. And they're pricing it currently out on a per foot basis to build that wall, and I put that detail in there because I want to show you what we and the consultants and the contractor have come up with as a solution to the next 100-year storm. So if you give us the green light, we're going to put this in. If we don't, we're just going to keep paying for the remedial action. But I believe this is probably the better approach. The second one is a piece of the south field, which is next to the radio tower, the one we have by the recycle station, if you've been out there. That about 20 acres of that field is still low, and it showed up after all the rainfall, plus all the spray we put on there. Sort of hidden by the grass, but it's like there's 5-6 inches of water on that field with patches of now emerging wetland growing out of it. So we want to regrade that and be done with it and walk away. So that's probably a good idea. But here's, this time I'm standing before you with, this is what we want to do. Please give me the authority to do it versus coming back afterwards. So here we are. So we have a change order to fix the incurred damages, some unit price approval, and sort of putting on your radar where we're heading. And I may introduce the motions, then we can have a discussion on it.
Certainly. Read your motion. How many motions do you have?
Pardon me?
How many motions do you have? One?
Let me see whether I rolled it into one. I think I rolled it all into one.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, change orders number 5A and 5B for contract S2205 Cannon Road, Inland Base. Drainage improvements and constructed wetlands be approved, increasing the amount by not to exceed $11,400 in unit pricing and $138,576.08, respectively.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
No questions?
No questions.
Okay,
you did a great job explaining it.
Moving on. And we're still in the ARPA funding, and we have now a As a matter of fact, the last project I have here for award is an ARPA project, so we're well within our envelope of the ARPA monies to be spent, so I just want to make sure everybody feels comfortable that we're heading in the right direction. The Long Neck Communities, this has been a very successful project. Adele was doing a good job, gave you a little bit of the background, how we created the project, and the award of the contract, and also the first change order associated with it. This is the second change order, which establishes a time extension and also deals with the dewatering expenses we incurred. And you may recall the initial one was we couldn't find an outlet. Everything was flooding, and we ended up securing additional property to disperse the flow from tunnel, as well as the school district made some payments to the school district you had authorized. So that was already paid for. What we hadn't tracked was the time it cost for the actual installation of that extra piping, how much it take to break it down, how many days it would take, did it take in addition, which we needed for an extension. So we have tracked all, we have concluded all this work and come to a conclusion with the contractor of the incurred expenses and the additional days required for that. So that closes that project out. We're still within our funding limits from the SRF, so there's no county funds required to move forward on this. And we should be, the extension takes us to a timeline where we feel very comfortable we get the full completion done. I don't know whether you've seen us, Councilman Ryder may have been around there, or Councilman Hudson. We're now only on Ottoman Branch Road on the west side of 24. All the activities on the east side of 24 have been wrapped up.
Good, good.
So I have a motion for your consideration on that one.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number 2 for contract S21-10 Long Neck Communities be approved for a non-compensatory time extension of 120 days contingent upon the SRF concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
And since we're talking about timing and how we work our construction projects, the Joy Beach project, remember we had to break that one, Joy Beach Phase 1 and Joy Beach Phase 2. The Phase 1 project side is the one on Waterview leading all the way from Camp Arrowhead to Joy Beach and Joy Beach proper. So the contractor has pretty much concluded all the work up to Joy Beach, set the pump station, set the tie-in manhole, but they did not get it done in time before the summer season starts. So we told them, Johnson and I, that we will not allow them to work in Joy Beach during the summer season, i.e. after May 1. And we said you will have to get a suspension period of at least 90 days, if not a few days longer, which will carry us past September Labor Day. And the reason for that is A, access emergency vehicles, and B, impact on private wells while we're there and they are on vacation. And we are doing major construction. We've done some background, we've done a lot of the water samples, we've taken them, so we have a pretty good idea what we're up against there in terms of water quality. So if we run into claims, we don't want to have the same problem we had at Winding Creek Village.
Correct.
So, and reluctantly, the contractor agreed to the time extension and the suspension, but I think they did see the light that this is the only way to deal with this. And so we do have a signed change order, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Please.
How much more time do they need to finish the project, do you think?
In total, you mean?
Yeah.
We have a total extension of 226 days.
Understand, but if they were able to continue working after tomorrow, what, they got a week left, 5 weeks?
If they were continue to work after tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, they have at least 100 and some days left.
Okay. Right.
And that is if they really do well.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So there's... there's no way we would get it done anywhere near peak summer season. And as a matter of fact, they're struggling to get all the units in on Waterview before we say you're suspended. So there's a little give and take.
So the site will be cleaned up over the next 90 days and as best can be? And
we've received a number of concerns.
Okay.
I'm fully aware of it. Yes.
You read your motion.
And it had to do with the material stored. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number 2 for contract S20-12, Joy Beach sewer expansion be approved for non-compensatory time extension 226 calendar days total and a non-compensatory 90-day calendar day suspension for the summer months contingent upon SRF concurrence.
That's your counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And next?
Next one, near and dear to our hearts, the Wolf Neck Regional. It's the switch gear replacement and upgrades, and that ties directly to our Lagoon Solar project, which we've had a couple of kickoffs there, assembling the team, by the way. It's moving forward nicely. And that is the electrical upgrades we need in order to kick off the biosolids removal, which you may recall required essentially another 1.5 megawatts of power coming to the facility in conjunction with what we need, because we obviously can't shut down while we're doing all the bio work.
Sure.
So there's two moving parts. If we get the Lagoon Solar in before we get this project finished, we could start the bio work. If we get this project finished before the Lagoon Solar is all ready to go, we would have the ability to serve off that tie-in. So there's two moving parts we can do this. The Lagoon Solar is the preferred way to do this, but this would allow us to do a sort of a limited startup on the bio
sure.
side.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we need this one for the upgrade to the facility in order to make both of these moving parts come together.
Okay.
So we bid it out in two functions, the general construction as well as the electrical construction, because this is mostly an electrical project. We got some pretty good, interest during the bidding, but in the end, we only received two electrical bids. They were fairly far apart. The low bidder was within what we had for our budget, and we believe debriefing them, they covered all the expenses. So there's no reason not to award it to them. The other one is the general contractor bid is beyond our budget, and we only received one bid. And this one bid was actually by the electrical contractor who bid on the other project also. So we believe it's about at least 30% above the cost. So in order to not slow the project down, we, and this is the finance engineering B, came up with a suggestion how to accelerate the procurement for your consideration and a one-time approval. And that would be reject this one and only bid because it is over budget, B, authorize an alternate procurement method by allowing to price our three general contractors we have currently under construction, under contract, that particular aspect, and then issue a change order under their contract, hopefully on budget, not losing another 90 days for another attempt, because otherwise we're essentially putting this time-sensitive ARPA project on hold until we get that accomplished. That's our alternative delivery method, and it's a one-time only, so don't.
That's fine.
So some innovative thinking here. So if you allow me to present you with the two motions, because the one, and I don't know which one you want to consider first, the alternate delivery method or the award. You know, these are sort of.
Why do the award first, and we'll just.
Do the award first, okay. Be it moved upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract S24-09 Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Electrical service and switchgear replacement, electrical construction be awarded to BW Electric Incorporated for their total bid amount of $5 million.
Pleasure, Council. Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I would yes, motion carried. And next.
Next one, be removed based upon the recommendation of the Cassassis County Engineering and Finance Departments that the sole bid for contract S24-10 Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility electrical service and switchgear replacement general construction be rejected and to approve the solicitation of three proposals under an alternate delivery method.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Thank you,
Mr. President.
Sir. Have a great rest of your day. Mr. Whitehouse, old business.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. We have one item of old business today. That's change of zone number 1992, filed on behalf of Reed Properties, LLC. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at February 20th of this year. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a 2.99 acre lying on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30, approximately 300 feet south of Milton Ellendale Highway, and County Council deferred for further consideration.
Any questions of council? Any questions of council? Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.99 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 11.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
The infrastructure on this application is already in place, including the truck route on Gravel Hill Road. So based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I will vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning commission.
Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning. I vote yes.
Riley.
I'll also vote yes based on recommendation of planning and zoning.
I also vote yes based on PZ's recommendation. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is City of Seaford. They are requesting $2,500 for their Kiwanis Park Memorial renovation. Last grant received for this organization was in the amount of $1,000 for their annual Christmas parade from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Somebody make a motion to grant $2,500 from District 1, please.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Sorry.
Mr. Schaefer, to grant $2,500 from District 1 Council MAC account to the City of Seaford for the Kiwanis Park Memorial renovation. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Screen.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Champions for Children's Mental Health is requesting $10,000 for their Milford Community Resource and Training Center. Last grant received for this organization was a human service grant in the amount of $2,010, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
I will contribute $1,500 toward this request.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,500 from District 2 Council MAC account to the Champions for Children's Mental Health Incorporated for this Community Resource and Training Center. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I would yes. Motion carried. Next.
And next one is Town of Laurel is requesting $5,000 for their 4th of July firework display. Last grant received for this event was $1,000 from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Somebody make a motion to grant $1,500 District 1 Council MAC account.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,500 from District 1 Council MAC account to the Town of Laurel for a 4th of July fireworks display. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is the Children's Beach House is requesting $5,000 for their youth development program. Last grant received for this program was the amount of $5,000, which was $2,500 from the countywide youth program, $1,000 from Mr. Schaefer, $1,000 from Mr. Hudson, $500 from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Schaefer.
If it's appropriate, I'd like to make a motion to offer $2,500 from the youth grant.
Okay.
$1,000 from the third district. Hopefully, we can make up the rest.
Anyone else?
I'll also do $1,000.
Okay, and I'll do the $500, so we should have 25, 35, 45. We got five.
All right, thank you very much.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
To grant $5,000 to Children's Beach House Incorporated for the Youth Development Program, being $2,500 from the countywide youth grant, $1,000 District 3 Council Mag account, $1,000 District 4 Council Mag account, and $500 District 1 Council Mag account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, everybody. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. First one's in Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.26 acres, more or less.
Mr. Schaefer introduced it.
And the next one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a 5.00 acre portion, more or less, of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 140.12 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Anyone? Council member comments. Okay, entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition, personnel, and job occupants qualifications.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive for land.